Warriors-Raptors Game 5 of the NBA Finals, a Monday night showdown in Toronto where the return of Kevin Durant to action energizing the Warriors early as he hit three trays, scoring 11 points in 12 minutes, yet left the game in the second quarter with a right lower leg injury and did not return. Stephen Curry would deliver a game-high 31 points to go with 8 boards and 7 assists. Klay Thompson, 26 points with 7 three-pointers. Draymond Green, a 10-point, 10-rebound, 8-assist night, and DeMarcus Cousins had 14 points to go with 6 boards as the Warriors force a Game 6 Thursday night at Oracle Arena with a 106-105 victory.
And I just told the team I didn't know what to say because, on the one hand, I'm so proud of them, just the amazing heart and grit that they showed. And on the other, I'm just devastated for Kevin. And so it's a bizarre feeling that we all have right now. An incredible win and a horrible loss at the same time.
Arash, over on the left side here.
Steve, to your left, Arash Madane with Sportsnet. How many times have you seen the Stephen Klay show just take over a game and deliver when it's all on the line?
I've been here 5 years, so I don't know, 100 plus games times 5 years. I've seen it an awful lot. It doesn't happen every night, but it seems to happen most nights. They're amazing. They're amazing competitors, great shooters. Mark Jackson said it years ago. They're the best shooting backcourt of all time. And but maybe what people don't know is how competitive they are. And I thought that showed tonight.
Mark in the front.
Mark Medina Barry and his group. We obviously got some of the information regarding Kevin and Kevon with his injuries, but is there any new information to report as well?
I believe Bob Myers is going to come in and speak on the health front. I don't really know much. Bob was back there during the game. He'll have more information.
Go ahead.
Anthony Snyder with The Athletic. Is there any regrets about bringing Kevin back into the series now that with what happened?
Again, I'm going to leave that to Bob.
Right over here, Dan.
Steve, Dan Wenke with the Los Angeles Times. It looked like DeMarcus was not going to be in the rotation tonight, and then Kevin gets hurt. How critical were those 4 minutes from DeMarcus and kind of getting everybody back into the game after such a shocking thing?
Yeah, I thought DeMarcus was fantastic tonight. You know, he stayed ready. He didn't get the first call, for that second quarter run. We went to Bogut. And then with the injury, we knew we needed his scoring. And he stayed ready and played a brilliant game. So very happy for him. And he's been through an awful lot himself over the last year plus with his own injuries. So this was a great night for him individually, and very happy for him.
Again, over here in the same row.
Steve, Brandon Hurley with the Carroll Times-Herald. Kawhi Leonard had a huge stretch in that fourth quarter. He took over the game. They regained the lead, the Raptors did, and the crowd was going crazy. You guys could have folded, but you guys regained the lead and then pulled it out. How do you think your guys were able to do that and overcome that?
I think we went down 6, if I'm not mistaken, and maybe it was 5. I don't remember. Was it 5? 6? Steph and Klay hit back-to-back threes, I believe, and we got stops. You know, our defense was bending down the stretch, but we didn't break, and the last stop was tremendous. Amazing defense on that last play from all 5 guys. Draymond's block, he covered so much ground on Kyle's shot from the corner. So our guys just stayed with it, and they stayed poised, and just an amazing job finishing the game.
Last 3 questions here and on the aisle, and Tristan in the front.
Steve, Logan Murdoch, NBC Sports Bay Area. I mean, talked about resiliency and overcoming these injuries. What have you seen from your team throughout this postseason run when it comes to overcoming those types of obstacles?
I've seen it over and over again. So it's not really surprising. This is who they are. You know, they've accomplished so much over the years, and that doesn't just happen. And it doesn't just happen with talent. There has to be more that goes into it. And it's that fight, that competitive desire that I talked about, and that ability to stay poised under pressure. It was brilliant to watch.
Hello. Trista Crick, USA Today. We talked yesterday about locking in and staying focused on the moment. How unique of a challenge was that after KD left the floor, knowing that you guys had to dig this win out, but what obviously KD was probably going through?
Yeah, I mean, it made it difficult, especially with the start that we got off to, and Kevin was playing so well. So it was a real shock when he went down. And so I give our guys credit. They hung in there and expanded the lead and kept us in a pretty good spot going into halftime.
Last question here on the left side.
Steve, Reed Forgrave with CBS Sports. What? The whole air went out of the building when Kevin went down. Everyone seemed shook. How do you and the leaders from your team try to go back out there and fight after experiencing something like that? What did you say to them? What was that moment like?
I didn't say anything. There was nothing to be said, you know. The Raptors players were telling the crowd to be quiet. Out of respect, which I appreciated, because some of the fans were cheering when it happened, and I think the Raptors players understood, you know, how serious it was, and they sort of quieted the crowd, and there was just a couple minutes there where it all seemed so eerie and strange, and it took maybe a little bit for both teams to collect themselves. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
This was a whale of a basketball game. And when you talk about NBA Finals games, I think this one will go down as one of the most remembered and one of the best and hotly competed games in NBA history.
Tim, I couldn't agree more, and I'm going to tell you something. I think most people, when the Warriors lost that lead late in the fourth quarter, coming down under 5 minutes, they would have said the Warriors are cooked. Most people would say the Warriors are cooked. But you summed it up while the action was commencing. And they are resilient, they're tough. And what happened over the last 5.5 minutes is pretty remarkable, Tim. The Warriors led 95-93. They had not relinquished the lead in this game since the first quarter, if I am correct in that. All right? Well, over the next 2 minutes and 29 seconds, it was that 10-2 run.
Right.
And all 10 points scored by Leonard. He hit a couple of threes. He had not made any threes at all. But over that 2.5 minute stretch, he made 2 threes. He scored all 10 points. And the Warriors all of a sudden were down 97-103. They were down 6 with 3:05 to go. Well, they finished the game themselves on a 9-2 run. The only 2 points was the goaltending call when Lowry got the 2 points on the drive. Klay Thompson had 2 threes in those last 3 minutes, and Curry had 3s. So it was back-to-back-to-back 3s, and they had a 9-2 run.
Let me amplify on the point for Steve Kerr. When Kevin Durant went down, some fans, I just think because they wanted it so badly, just started to cheer, which is not a good thing when a guy gets hurt. But I give credit to Serge Ibaka, Marc Gasol, Kyle Lowry, the public address announcer here in Toronto, Herbie. They all were imploring to get quiet and to do it. And then when Kevin Durant was coming off the floor, that's when they started to cheer respectfully for KD. So I think maybe everybody got caught up in the moment. I hope that's what it was. And then, boy, just a tough thing. But the Warriors just showing again a championship medal. And they were really good tonight. And somehow, you know, to win this on the road, to win this when Kawhi Leonard was doing damage in just about any way he wanted, Jim, in the fourth quarter. This might be, in the 5-year, or go back 2 years before the finals, a 7-year magical run for the Warriors. This might be one of their most impressive wins.
Yeah, Tim, of course, you're in the finals 5 straight years. A lot of things run together. But maybe one of the best wins. Yes, absolutely. And one of the most exciting wins in the fashion that they did it. And the way that they all pulled together. I mean.
If you watch this game and you're not an NBA fan, you'll never be an NBA fan.
Tim, Draymond Green had 5 points. He had another three-pointer in the fourth quarter. Five in the fourth quarter. Klay Thompson had 8 in the third and 6 in the fourth. Curry struggled in that third quarter. He did get 3, but then he added another 5 in that. And how about Quinn Cook in the fourth quarter with that 3? But we put him up by 4. They got the lead was 1, and he hit a 3 that put him up by 4. And that gave everybody a little lift right then, midway through that fourth quarter.
You know, it's interesting, Jim, just that little double team in that last possession.
Yes.
You know, that helped the Warriors win this game, close it out.
Yes,
so,
when they double-teamed Steph Curry on the right-hand side?
No. But when the Warriors double-teamed Leonard.
Defensively, yeah. They took it right out of his hands. They had to rotate the ball. It got into Lowry. And instead of going to the basket where he's really done most of his damage, he took that little jumper and went for the win, of course. And if it goes in, they win, whether it was a 2 or a 3. But Draymond Green with another block, just terrific tonight. And, you know, it's these guys, they never quit. And so now they're going to be empowered going back home. They know how they played last time back the last two games.
Wow.
I don't think they're going to give up game 6 at home. I think they're going to be ready to play. I've got to give them a lot of credit playing like they did after Kevin Durant went down.
Tells
you who they are.
Exactly. It's just one of the most impressive wins I've seen the Warriors have.
Yep.
And against a very good team, a well-coached team, and a guy named Kawhi Leonard, who's just having the playoff run that most players can only dream about. Just great. R.C. Davis is going to come back and wrap this up. We're going to get out of here at Scotiabank Arena because I don't think I have much left. I think I'm done.
I'll tell you, this was a terrific game. And, of course, the home crowd here goes home a little disappointed. They thought they were going to win. It was a terrific comeback. But the Warriors on that last 9-2 run over the last 3 minutes and 5 seconds, 2 threes by Thompson, 1 by Curry. Steve Kerr talked about it. Those two guys, they created mayhem here. And now you go back and you try to tie it all up in game 6 at home.
And send out Oracle Arena on a nice note. Dub Nation, game 6, final game at Oracle, takes place on Thursday, June 13th, 6 o'clock. The Warriors hosting the Toronto Raptors. All fans in attendance receive a commemorative Warriors final shirt courtesy of Google Nest. Tickets on sale right now at Warriors.com. Again, it's Thursday, 5:30 of the pregame. Yours truly, JB. And we will be ready for game 6 and ready to get one final dance at Oracle Arena. JB, nice job tonight.
Hey, I really enjoyed it, Tim, and I appreciate you sharing the mic. You don't need me. You, by the way, I played for 7 different teams, Tim. I know all the radio announcers. Every radio announcer, you know more about basketball than any radio announcer that I've ever been involved with.
That's very nice of you to say.
It's the truth.
It's really not needed. But okay.
It's true. It really is.
And throughout this series against the Raptors, for extended audio coverage of the Warriors in the 2019 NBA Finals, download or stream the Warriors official team podcast by searching Golden State Warriors wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.